Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today I have another bonus episode for you. But before we get started, I do want to mention a couple of specials I have for you for 2020 as we wrap up 2020. And you can consider this my early Christmas present to you. I have decided that I want to help 10 women really finish off 2020 feeling inspired, feeling enthusiastic, feeling positive, feeling like they're on track to run into 2021 with their goals set in place, with a clear plan, clear vision, and ready to launch. And wouldn't you all agree that 2020 has not been the best year? It's been challenging. And I just felt like there was something I wanted to do to help those entrepreneurs that are just ready to shake things off and just change some things. So before we launch into today's podcast, which is all about going behind the scenes, I do want to just mention briefly about some of these services that I'm going to be offering or that I am offering. They are limited. I did open up some spots and I have enough spots for about 10 new students, 10 new clients. And I have three levels, two packages and one other level that I'm offering at really, really great promotional prices right now. Again, consider this my Christmas came early for you promotion. I have our Power Hour session. It's $30 off the normal rate. If you just kind of need a session, you're kind of on the right path, but you just want a little more clarity, maybe a little more vision to where you're going, or maybe just a simple success strategy for your business. Some of the common topics that I normally talk about on these are finding your God-given calling, ideas to scale your business. Maybe we can just do some brainstorming, or maybe it's finding more structure and success habits in your day. So if that sounds like something you need and you just want a one-hour session, ask me about the Power Hour session. It's $30 off. It's just $67. Like, that is such a phenomenal deal. We do that on Zoom and you will get the recording. Then I have our strategy session. And this package is for you if you know you're on the right path, but you just need that mentor or business coach to help you keep you from veering off of the path and to help you stay accountable, maybe bounce some ideas around, maybe just a few things. And this is a three-session package where you get three sessions, three 50-minute sessions, one-on-one coaching sessions with me. Again, everything is held on Zoom. We do those over a 2 to 3 month time frame. So again, you'll wrap up 2020 with these sessions. You get one bonus training in my private client group, Facebook group. Plus, you have access to me on Voxer Monday through Friday. So if you have a quick question, you can ask me on Voxer. And I have a really great package price for that. It's actually about $94 off of the normal prices of what they will be in 2021. And then our full service package. And this is for you if you just want and need a lot more support. You want that coach that's going to help you walk along the right path. They're going to go with you. So I am with you all along the way. We take you from ideas to implementation. It's an 8-week series where you will get more clarity, vision, and strategies to create a thriving business and a freedom-driven life. With this package, you will get a vision and strategy session to design the business and life you dream about. We do a strengths assessment overview. Again, you get private Voxer access to me Monday through Friday. You get 8 coaching sessions, one-on-one coaching sessions, and 2 bonus trainings in a private Facebook group. So I have that marked down as $250 off of what will be the 2021 prices. So if any of those sound like something you need or want, shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, all the info at sherrymiterco@gmail.com, or you can find it in the show notes and let's chat. Let's see whether or not it's a great fit for you. If you're not sure which package, let's hop on the phone for a quick 15-minute, no obligation phone call. Or if you know somebody who is ready to make some changes, wants to launch a business in 2021, shoot them over this podcast. Let them know about this. And we will get them plugged into the right package. Okay, let's get started for today's show. And today's show, I'm just kind of titling it Behind the Scenes. And it's stemming from a photo that I posted as a new Facebook profile photo. And it was one that my friend Kathleen Woodbridge, thank you, Kathleen, yay, great photographer, took this weekend. We were doing some branding photos. And one of the things I said is like, I want a photo of throwing the leaves. I don't know about you, but I love playing in the leaves in the fall. And I thought it'd be so cool, so fun to have a photo of me throwing leaves up in the air and them all falling, you know, falling all along. And I just had this great, great image of it. So we found a spot that had a lot of leaves. I gathered them all up. And she captured some great photos. And the one I posted was the beginning shot of me gathering the leaves, getting ready to throw them up. And it actually, it's pretty darn good if I do say so myself. And I don't consider myself to be photogenic at all. But Kathleen's a master. And she just captures some really fun pictures. And I had so many people commenting. I think there's like almost 100 comments now. People saying like, oh my gosh, so beautiful. You know, the likes, the hearts, all that good stuff, which I so appreciate if you're one of those people. Thank you for that. But what you didn't see in that photo, or my friends didn't see in that photo, only Kathleen and two other women who were getting their photos done at the same time saw, was that when the leaves flew up in the air, so did my sweater. Now, luckily, I had a camisole on underneath, a white cami on underneath, but the sweater I was wearing is very flowy. And when the leaves went up, my sweater came up and it literally went over my head, the front of it. And again, thank God I had that camisole on. There's probably some fishermen because we were along the river. There may have been some fishermen that saw this too. And they probably saw a little more than they wanted to that day. But we just got to laughing hysterically about this. And it just made me think when I saw all the nice comments about the beautiful photo of how isn't that the way life is? You know, we see so much, especially when it comes to social media, you know, as they say, you know, in social media, you're seeing everybody's highlight reel, Will, and comparing that to your, you know, behind the scenes wheel. But here's the thing, we all have a behind the scenes. We all have the picture of what you don't see behind the scenes. And if you've had any success or you've seen anybody that's had success, trust me, there's something that happened behind the scenes. Whether you saw the successful entrepreneur or maybe, you know, you look at the athlete standing on the podium in their gold medal moment and all of these mountaintop experiences, these mountaintop moments that we see, whether it's on social media, in real life, you know, in, you know, on TV. And we look at that and we think, oh, they must have it so easy. Or, oh, I'm so jealous. Or, oh, I wish I could do that. But what we don't see in that moment, and sometimes ever, is what happened behind the scenes to get them to that moment. What we don't see is the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into getting to that moment. What we don't see is the self-doubt that professional, that athlete, that entrepreneur, that mom had. We don't see the fear that they have. We don't see that sometimes they just have to keep doing the boring actions day in, day out, day in, day out, and they're tired of it. We don't see sometimes the funny moments that happen along the way. We don't see the times that they want to quit. We don't see the times that they're in the valleys. We only see the mountaintop moments. And I'm here to tell you that every success story Every win has the valleys. It has the behind the scenes moments. And if you are somebody that's listening to this, or you know somebody that had success without any of those valley moments, oh my gosh, if that's you, hold on, get ready, because they're coming. Sometimes we get to success without them, but they will be there. And, you know, our youngest son, Jacob, was a USA skeleton athlete. And he had some phenomenal experiences. And he had some successes. And he worked with some phenomenal other athletes, too. And people would admire them and think he had this really cool life happening, and especially some of the other athletes who were standing on the podium. But what they didn't see was how these athletes spent their entire lives working for that moment. They didn't see all the hours they would spend in the gym every single day. They didn't know, like my son Jacob, he struggled with putting weight on. He would have to get up in the middle of the night to eat peanut butter. I didn't know that until recently. Like him and one of his roommates, they would get up at 3 a.m. in the morning and eat peanut butter just to put weight on. What they didn't see is the struggles they had. Yes, he got to travel to some really cool places, but I remember visiting him and one of his friends on the skeleton team in Canada one year, and they were living in this apartment. I don't remember for how long, for weeks though. I think they had cots and a TV, and that was it. Like, that's how they were living for weeks. It sounded glamorous on the outside, but it so wasn't behind the scenes. For myself, moving up the career path in my direct sales company, I had to get to that moment of all the successes. I had to go through a lot of no's to find yeses. I had a lot of self-doubt. I had times in my life that I slid way backwards and I had to do it all over again to get back to the top. My husband, who's working in his passion, his career now as a battalion chief on the fire department, he got passed over 3 times before he got that promotion. He could have became bitter. He could have quit. He could have gave up, but he kept taking the test again and waiting for his timing. So when you see somebody's beautiful picture and their smiling face, know that there's always more behind the scenes, that it's messy behind the scenes. It's hard behind the scenes. And you've got to take on that attitude. If you want success, you have to be willing to go through the messy. You have to be willing to go through the boring day-to-day activities that it takes to be successful. You have to be willing to do the hard stuff. You have to be willing to laugh at yourself, and you have to be willing to get back out there when you fail. And if you really want to be successful, and you want to learn from other successful people, the best question you could ask them is, what did it look like, or what does it look like behind the scenes? Ask them what their day-to-day activities are, and then be willing to do the same. And sometimes it's the little bitty things that make all the difference. So the things that we want to pass over and say that can't be the right thing to success, it probably is. And when you're working to be successful, just make sure that you're covered underneath, because you never know what might get exposed behind the scenes. So I hope this show made you laugh, gave you some things to think about, and I hope it inspires you to be willing to do the hard stuff so that you can enjoy the mountaintop experiences, the gold medal moments that you were designed to achieve. It's out there waiting for you. Just be willing to put in the work behind the scenes. As always, thanks for listening. And if this podcast has blessed you in any way, please share it with a friend. We are almost at 1,000 downloads. So it would really warm my heart if you could just hit the share button, share this with a friend, have them listen to it, post it on your Instagram, share it on Facebook. Let's spread the Uncharted Entrepreneurs community. Thanks so much, and we'll catch you next time.